Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, again for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen to the show, or you can call in to be on the air. If you want to be on the air, just once you get into the show and start listening, then you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air with me. Okay? Sounds like a deal? Great. And I would love for you guys to call into the show, for sure. Please do that. Call in and voice your opinion. All right. Again, the number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome. Now, let's see. Weather right now in the ATL. Well, let's get to the ATL. We're not in the ATL yet. Let's get to the ATL. Right now, we're looking at 70 degrees and sunshine. Tomorrow is going to be, today's high should be 86. Well, right now it's 75 degrees. I read that wrong in the ATL and sunny. The high today is going to be 86 and the low tonight, 63. Thursday is going to be sunny and warm, 86 on Thursday and 64 Thursday night. Friday, 86 and 61. Saturday, 84 and 62. I don't see any rain in sight for us over the next few days going into this Memorial Day weekend. So, with that said, let's see what our word of the day is today. Today's word of the day is jeopardize. Jeopardize. J-E-O-P-A-R-D-I-Z-E. Jeopardize. Jeopardize is a verb, and it means to expose to danger or risk. He jeopardized his life to save that dog. That's jeopardized, to expose to danger or risk. All right. You guys probably have that word in your bank already, in your memory bank or your vocabulary bank, and that's great. Okay. Jeopardize is a common word, and you probably have learned that and the meaning of that over the course of a few years of your life. So that's a good word. It's a great word. And people jeopardize things every day. Okay? People jeopardize things every day. Now, before I get into today's show, I want to talk a little basketball. Okay? Last night, the last year champions of the NBA, the Golden State Warriors, who have made history this season with a 73-win season in the NBA. But in the finals of the Western Conference, they have run into a buzzsaw, which is the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Thunder has been just pouring it on to the Warriors, okay? They have been pouring it on. And they have the defensive strategy that's needed to stop the Warriors. They have that defensive strategy that's needed to stop the Warriors. And I haven't seen personally the games. I haven't watched any of the games because I've been working. But I do track the games on my phone. So with that being said, the Oklahoma City Thunder, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and his crew have been pouring it on to the Golden State Warriors. Now the series is 3-1. It's the best 4 out of 7. So tomorrow night they'll be back in Golden State. I don't know if it's tomorrow or Friday, but one of these nights they'll be back in Golden State, back in California, for game 5. Okay? And, you know, with this being a closeout game possibly for the Oklahoma City Thunder, there'll be champagne chilling in the locker room. Well, not in the locker room per se, but out in the hallway. Just in case the Thunder beat the Warriors tomorrow night. Now, if they beat the Warriors tomorrow night, they're going to celebrate and they're going to drink champagne and then on to the finals to take on either Toronto or Cleveland Cavaliers. So, I'm predicting that the Oklahoma City Thunder will close out the Golden State Warriors on tomorrow night. That's my prediction. Okay? That's my prediction. And because of that, they're going to be able to get some rest. And watch and wait to see who's going to win the series between Cleveland and Toronto. Now, Toronto has turned the tables on Cleveland. They've come back and won 2 straight games. Now the series is tied at 2 games each. And because of that, I'm giving Toronto a chance. And the reason I'm giving them a chance is because they have their one of their main pieces back in the lineup, and they feel confident. They know that they can beat these guys. So let's see what happens. Okay. I don't know if they play tonight or not. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe I can find out for you, right? Maybe I can find out real quick. Let's put our people on that. And they're working for that right now. Tonight is game 5, 8:30 p.m. on ESPN, the Cavaliers and the Raptors in Cleveland. Okay. And then on Thursday, game 5 on TNT will be Golden State and Oklahoma City in California at Golden State. And again, I predict that the Thunder is going to close them out on Thursday. But tonight you got Cleveland and Toronto, so you guys have a great game to watch tonight. Have a great game to watch tomorrow. And but after that, it'll only be Cleveland and Toronto playing to see who goes to the finals from the Eastern Conference. That's my prediction, and I'm sticking with it. Today's episode is entitled, Caitlyn Jenner Wants to Be Bruce Again. Do you have an idea why? Do you have an idea why? If so, call the show, 818-301-5834. Press the number 1, and I'll put you on the show, and you can voice your opinion. Okay? Now, there's an article I found. It says, Caitlyn Jenner says she no longer feels like a woman and wants everyone to call her Bruce Jenner again. Why don't you feel like a woman? Okay? Now, you talk about flip-flopping. Bruce Jenner, also known as Caitlyn Jenner, is making headlines again. Sources close to Jenner have disclosed that she's now having doubts whether she's really a woman and is in the process of asking everyone to call her Bruce again. Jenner claims that after lots of soul searching, she is certain about this decision. Maybe this scathing depiction of Jenner on South Park or the constant media attention is the source of this latest flip in the ongoing drama that is Jenner's life. It could also be related to the pending vehicular manslaughter charges Jenner faces. Earlier this year, Bruce Jenner made national headlines when he revealed on a 2020 interview that he was going through a gender transition. Jenner's announcement was a huge victory for the LGBT community that was lacking a high-profile celebrity. Jenner is a retired professional athlete who won the men's decathlon at the 1976 Olympics and a member of the notorious Kardashian family. Coming out as LGBT is definitely a courageous but nerve-wracking experience, which enables a person to live a more authentic life. Let's hope that this is a final decision for Bruce and that he's completely comfortable with himself now. This is my deal. This is why I'm upset about this deal with Bruce Jenner, because he came out and said he's been trying on women's clothes and wanting to be a woman and wanting to wear women's clothes for a long time. I mean, years and years and years. And now that he's, you know, wearing women's clothes, told the whole world that he was wearing women's clothes and he wanted to be Caitlyn Jenner now, wanted to be a woman now. Now, I don't get this thing about men. If you're all man, if you're a man, and you've been with women, had kids with women, a couple of different women, had kids with them, been a father to them, doing all these manly things, and then all of a sudden to us, this is what I'm saying, to us, to the public, you all of a sudden say that you've been wanting to wear women's clothing, you've been trying on women's clothing, and you want to be a woman. Okay, America accepted that, started wearing women's clothes. You started looking like a woman. You started doing all this feminine stuff. Okay? You came out the closet, so to speak. And now you want to go back into the closet and come back out on the other side as Bruce Jenner again? Does it work like that, ladies and gentlemen? Does it work like that? Y'all tell me. Does it work like that? So we going through all this ripping and roaring about these transgender people and you know, being the men who want to be women being able to use the women's bathroom and the women who want to be men being able to use the men's bathroom. We're going through all this stuff, and I guarantee you it's more, a hell of a lot more guys out there who are now women who wants to go back to being a guy again. That's some sick stuff. But at the same time, we can learn from this. We can learn that these people, not all of them, I definitely won't say all of them, but some of these people aren't who they say they are. They say they're Mary when they're really Joe. They say they're Diane when they're really Michael. They say they're Michael when they're really Diane. Now, how are we as a people going to bow down to these guys and say, oh, by the way, we heard you. We're going to start to put in bathrooms for you guys. This is bathrooms for people who are confused about their sexuality. People who are confused about who they are. People who don't want to be who they are. I mean, why don't you want to be who you are? Why don't you want to be the person that God made you? Why don't you want to be that person? Why don't you want to be that person that God made you to be? He made me to be me. He made me to be a male. Okay? He didn't make me to be a female. I don't want to be a female. Never have wanted to be a female. Never have thought about being a female. And definitely not growing up. When I was growing up, my dad always said, boy, if you ever become a sissy. So that's what we used to call them, sissies. If you ever become a sissy, I'll whoop your tail. Not in those words, but I'll whoop your tail. And he used to see these sissies or these punks walking the street and say, man, I'll stomp his nuts in the ground. I'll stomp his balls in the ground. That was my dad. You know, he was a homophobic. He was a homophobe. And if you were around him, you wouldn't be around him long because he'd talk about you until you walk out, till you walk off, till you leave the premises, leave the building, baby. He didn't play about that. He did not play about that. So Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner has been playing our fiddle for the last few months or whatever, however long she's been out of the closet. Playing our fiddle. Because she doesn't want to be a woman. She wants to be a man. She wants to be that gender person that God made her, which was a male. Now, why does she want to go back to being Bruce again? I don't know. I guess something is outweighing something else. Don't know what it is, but something is outweighing something else. Something has caused him to flick that switch and say, I want to be Bruce now. Don't want to be Caitlyn anymore. I want to be Bruce now. I want to be Bruce again. It doesn't work like that, Bruce. It doesn't work like that. Oh, yeah, you can go back and start wearing men's clothes again. Start, you know, change your hair. Start doing the things that you used to do. That's no problem. I mean, no one has a problem with that with you. That's you. Do your thing. All I'm saying is you freaking laid the wool over our eyes for a few months thinking that you were, hey, this guy may be legit. He may be the real deal. And you probably made a lot of money from coming out, becoming Caitlyn. I don't know. I don't know how much money you made or whatever. Don't care. You're not going to give any to me. So why are you taking the American people through this? I don't know what you call it, through this maze of events. First, you were Bruce. You won the 76 Olympics, gold medal, the triathlon, the decathlon, I'm sorry. He won 10 different events. He got the gold medal in 10 different events in the 1976 Olympics. Manly man, right? You got to do a lot of stuff in the decathlon. I mean, you got to run, you got to jump, you got to swim, you got to lift weights, you got to do all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know exactly, but it's 10 different events that you have to be a part of. And he won those 10 different events. He has 10 gold medals from that one Olympic. Now, how does he go from being Bruce Jenner, a manly man, you know, Olympic athlete and all this stuff, to being Caitlyn? Caitlyn Jenner. How do you go from that? How do you go from that, from Bruce to Caitlyn? And you had a couple of kids in between. Go from Bruce to Caitlyn, now back to Bruce. Now, what is he going to be next year? You going to be back at Caitlyn? I mean, and I had reservations about him getting this award at the ESPYs. When I heard that he was getting an award at the ESPYs for courage, I'm like, courage, courage, courage for being a cross-dresser. Because that's really all he is, just a cross-dresser. He hadn't gone through the full sex change or anything like that. He hadn't cut his tallywhackle off, nothing. Y'all with me? He hadn't done that. So he isn't serious about being a woman. Okay? So don't buy into that stuff, look, guys. I just wanted to tell you about it so that you'd kind of understand what was going on. And you may understand what's going on, but I don't. For him to go from being Bruce, having a couple of kids in between there, to being Caitlyn, to now wanting to be Bruce again. You may want to be Bruce again. You can be Bruce again. But I tell you this, your credibility will be shot straight out the window. Uncredible with the American people again. Because you've obviously lied, or you've obviously done something that you highly regret. But going from being Bruce to having kids to Caitlyn, and then now wanting to go back to Bruce, and that's mind-blowing. And again, I know there are probably thousands and thousands of transgender men and women out there who's saying the same thing he's saying. Oh, I don't want to be a woman no more. I want to be a man again. I'm tired of wearing these heels and these shoes and these panties and these pantyhose. I'm tired of wearing this bra. I don't even have boobies, but I have a bra on. I didn't even go through the change. That's why he didn't go through the change. That's why he didn't go through the surgery and have his genitals removed and turned into a woman's genitals. That's why he didn't do it, because he knew that he was going to go back to being Bruce. This was a publicity stunt, folks. straight publicity stunt. A reason, a serious reason to make money. He just wanted to make some money. I believe that. He just wanted to make some money. And, you know, money, I don't want to make money that bad. Well, I got to change and, you know, I'm not Frank anymore. Now Kim. I'm Kim now. Well, that brings me to, when I said Kim, they made me think about Lil' Kim. Have y'all seen the pictures of Lil' Kim since she been out of prison and had these alterations done to her face, her skin? Oh, she looks horrible. She looks horrible. She wasn't a, I mean, why do people do that? I guess they've got too much money. If you got too much money, you want to alter your face and all this, that money, and give it to someone in need of it. She wasn't a bad looking girl before she did all these changes. Michael Jackson was not a bad looking guy before he started doing all these changes to his face. He was not. Actually, he was one of the probably the top five sex symbols in America. And then he started doing all this stuff to his face and to his skin and to his hair and all this stuff. Then he fell way down the charts. So why do that kind of stuff? Like I said, I guess you have too much money. Now, Bruce Jenner did not go through the sex change. Okay? Because he knew that he was one day wanting to go back to being Bruce and not Caitlyn. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have in the show for you today. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Take care, guys. See you.
This is how we do it.